they really make you work for it, don't they?
Oh, yes.
I mean,
yeah.
You had to be pretty careful to make sure you didn't turn it over while trying to be aggressive also, but they made it tough, didn't they?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, in the AFC West, there's a lot of good defenses, so I know one when I see one. And the Titans, ever since I've come into the NFL, are one of the top five defenses I've played. It's not even close. The way Coach LeBeau schemes things and schemes free runners and, plays coverage and all those things, he always tests our rules. He's good at that. And, let alone with him as the coach, the players are unbelievable, as you guys see. You have to be so careful not to – throw a random pass and, to a defender just sitting there. You have to be so careful and not turn the ball over against these guys, but still staying aggressive to move the ball and get explosive plays. So it's a fine line, but Tennessee, they always have one of the best defenses that I've ever played.
How great is it, to give the game ball to a kicker who has a unique story that comes in here and kicks 52-yarder?
Yes. You hit it on the head. For 4 years now, I don't know if he's been – before that, because that's all I've been here. But for 4 years now, we've had him in OTAs. Then, we let him go, and Seabass is kicking. Obviously, Seabass, no one wants him hurt. He's our brother and our teammate, and he was hurt, and Giorgio stepped up in a big way. And it couldn't happen to a better person. I hope that our fans hear that and know that about Giorgio. He is one of the best people I've ever been around. Just his demeanor, the way he carries himself, what he's all about. Everything about him is just the same every day. So when he was knocking those kicks, from coaches to players to staff, there wasn't anyone that wasn't smiling, because we were just obviously he's doing things to help us win a game, but it's more so for the person. And I think that's what makes our group special is everyone out there. Obviously, we want to win, but we really cared more for him that, he was having some success and that he could feel a little joy after the game.
The last touchdown drive when you got, I think it was Crabb and Cook and then Roberts.
Yes.
Marshawn had like a 12-yarder and a 4-yarder to start that off. Does he kind of soften them up a little for you, you think?
Yeah, those guys like we talked about in the offseason now, we played a real one. So we got to see that Marshawn is Marshawn, he's running through people and he's going to make it a pain on them to tackle him. You got to earn it if you're going to tackle him. When he's able to do that, we're all human. So I'm sure they have to think about it. I'm sure they have to think about other things than Jared and Coop and Seth and Crabb. There's a lot to think about, and then you throw in him, trying to tackle him with our offensive line. That's a whole other story. So we're in a good place. We have a lot of good pieces. Again, as Coach Del Rio says, talent is nothing. as an offense, we were just talking, we didn't play well. We felt like we didn't play to our standard the way we should. I know I didn't. We have a lot to correct coming back for our next game.
Got a lot of work in the red zone.
Yeah.
Starting with that touchdown, can you kind of just discuss that area of the game?
Yeah, they had a young player, Garden Coop, who we think is special. The young kid made some plays at the same time. I can throw some better balls to help Coop out, we never take anything away from someone when they make a play, we'll never be like that. But at the same time, I feel like I could have helped him more with some of those plays. And I'm sure he'd say the opposite. That's just how we are. And that's how this organization is built. Our culture, that's how we grow. If we both take the responsibility, we'll work at it and get better. I'm completely fine saying I screwed up, and I did a couple times. He made a perfect conversion on a route, and I messed it up. There was like so many little things in this game, which it always happens in a week one, but when you win, you can sit back and like, dang man, we could have had so much more. Looking back at it, we did do some good things, especially in the red zone, but there's still so much room for growth for him and I and for our offense.
Along those lines, I don't know if I saw you more demonstrative after a play than Marshawn motions out wide, no defender aligned in his neighborhood. What happened there afterward?
That was my fault. He Marshawn did right. I was expecting him to bob and I weaved and it I messed it up. He did right. So that was all my fault.
that might have been. You'll watch that one on film and think, man, that could have been.
Oh, I know. It would have been. Yeah. That one sucks. It's one of those week one ones where you're like, really, you know. And it's cool. We can laugh at it now, but I have to be better. You know, I have to be. You know, we won, and it's okay, and we can throw it under the rug, but we won't. I'll go drill it. I'll go do whatever I got to do, lock it. Whatever it was that made me make that mistake, it was all my fault. Marshawn did a good job.
Do you feel like this is a team that you can see again and a rivalry building? You played here 3 years in a row.
Yeah. It would be nice to play them at home, you know. You know, we've been here on the road 3 times in a row, but it's a great place, great environment, and they're a great team. So, you know, I don't know much about their division this year because we don't play as many of them as we did last year. You know, I do know that they're in a tough division, but they're a good football team. So, absolutely, do I think we could see them down the road? Absolutely. You know, I think they're a really good football team. You know, I don't know much about their offense, to be honest with you. I know a lot about their defense, you know, up close and personal, you know, but absolutely. They're, especially with a defense like that, you know, they can go a long way. Yeah, that's for sure.
On your last touchdown draft, you passed to 5 different guys.
Oh, wow.
A great feeling for a quarterback. I imagine just to be able to spread it out.
Yeah, that's really cool. And, you know, that's so funny because I don't know that, you know. Just going through the reads and looking at matchups and what route beats who and, you know, and that's where a lot of your film study comes in. You know, what routes do you want to throw against each and every guy? You know, that kind of stuff. So the fact that we were able to do that's really good for our offense. It shows that, yeah, we can go to Coop, we can go to Crab, but, yeah, we can throw receiver routes to a running back in Jalen. You know, we can put Cook out and let him run some routes from outside and in the slot. You know, we can do a lot of things. And like I said earlier, we can do a lot of things. We have a lot of talent. You know, there's no secret about that. But we did not play well enough as an offense going forward, I believe. You know, there is a lot of room for growth, especially on my end. But it did feel good to get the rust out, you know, and to go out and complete some balls and see some things work as an offense. That was good. But we have a long way to go. But it is nice to see that we can spread it out.
We talked a lot about your relationship with Todd. And
yeah.
This is his first game.
Yeah.
Calling full one in the regular season.
Yeah.
And first one that you've been able to go 4 quarters with him.
Yeah.
What was that like throughout the course of the game, just from a communication standpoint, while you're on the field and you hear him, then
yeah.
Also on the sideline in between series?
It was honestly, it was just like another Sunday, except I heard his voice coming in the headset. You know, our communication never changed. He's still, you know, got his hands on me real tight. You know, he's still right there every time going through the drive review and all those things. So. You know, it didn't change, you know, but, you know, I could just say, hey, he would say, what do you like, this or this? And I'd pick one, and he'd be like, well, I knew that that's what was coming. You know, that's the only thing that was different, you know, is when I talked to TD, he would ask me, what do you like? And I'd go through it, and then, you know, it'd go to Coach Muss, and we didn't know what was coming for the series because, you know, he was doing his thing. But with TD, when I tell him directly, I know he's calling it, so I know what's coming. So it really just it was another step. I guess, forward for our offense with him calling our first real game. And I know that when we took the knee, I gave him the ball. You know, because I know it's a first time as a coordinator against that defense, against that coach, being able to get a win, you know, is a special thing. So I made sure I did that because he worked his tail off.
Thank you.